Welcome, my little critters, to Tales from the Crypt Season 2, The Level Up. We're an actual play podcast with an ever-changing cast of players making our way through a bunch of different RPG systems, from micro-RPGs to some of the more well-known role-playing games out there, and the occasional highly narrative tabletop game. Content warnings can be found in the episode's description. My name is Riley Groves, and I am the Crypt Keeper on this episode of Tales from the Crypt. Previously on Tales from the Crypt. Triplets Maple, Poplar, and George awaken on their 9th birthday. Little do they know that this day is one that will change their lives forever. Now that they're 9 years old and have hit adulthood, their mother expects them to set out to forge their own destinies. The first step of their journey takes them out of their hometown of Wingdale for the first time in their lives to go visit the next town over, Chilleville, and sell their mother's famous cookies. Before they left, Dr. Woodtree, a local scientist and doctor, has given the boys some gifts, their first pals. With their newfound fighting friends in tow, the trio sets out to meet new people, find more pals, and have a grand adventure. Our game today, I have Tim at the table.
Howdy.
Connor at the table.
Hello.
And Stefan at the table.
Hola.
Reprising their roles as Maple, George, and Poplar. But before we get playing our very super special homebrewed game today, we're going to get to know each other a little bit better using a question from our pod deck interview deck. And that question is, what are you superstitious about?
So I know this is going to seem kind of weird. So like planetary alignment.
Okay.
Solstices, star locations, and like,
astrology.
Yeah. Like astrology stuff. Like for me personally, like I've had things like full moons. Usually I have a lot of energy around that time of the fucking whenever it happens. And like, it literally makes it so that I can't sleep. I have lucid dreams on certain moon phases. Like, I believe that like there's powers working inside of things that we don't understand.
Very interesting. Connor, what about you?
I don't think that I really have many or any superstitions, but kind of in line with what Stefan just said, I have given more thought lately to how there's probably lots of things that we don't understand, and I wouldn't be surprised if there was more to planetary alignment or just other things of, you know, how nature is aligned with itself that might have more to it than we're currently able to measure. But I do find myself to be very scientifically minded, and a lot of superstitions are things that can't be measured in means that we typically think of measuring things. But I do believe that we probably aren't able to measure everything that can be measured at this point, which could explain some superstitions or some paranormal things.
All right, yeah.
I guess, you know, when things are going swell, I am prone to attempt at not acknowledging it. And if I do, I do feel that I must indulge myself by knocking on some wood.
Okay.
Otherwise, there goes the good streak.
Ah, gotcha. Solid. For myself, I'm not really superstitious. I don't do any of those things, but I do have, like, I follow gut feelings. That's my one. If something tells me, hey, I should take this route instead of another, yeah, I'm all for it. I will divert my path from my original trajectory. Stuff like that really gets me.
So you don't like bang your like roof at like a when you're running a yellow light so that it doesn't turn red type.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
You don't.
Didn't
do
even know like that those. Was the thing. No.
Oh yeah, it's like a fun little thing. It freaks everybody out in the car. You're going through a yellow light that's turning red, and you just bam, smoke the roof, and everybody kind of jumps a little bit, and they're like, "What the fuck's going on?"
See, I think I drive a bit more aligned like Tim does, which is rather around the speed that I'm supposed to be going. So I drive way too much for work. So I don't try to get tickets.
What is the superstition behind punching the roof of the car? See? And it's when you're going under a yellow light.
Yeah, right? So the light doesn't change.
Oh, that's the superstition?
Yeah.
So one time I was going to Bombers, and the person who was driving the car did that. And we're like, what's that? Like, oh, someone else is in the car, you know, and they don't or something, you know, they owe you good sex or you're going to get good sex for a long time. And I was like, that's a weird superstition having to do with going through the cars. And this person was also a former teacher that, like, we had all had who was in the cars. Like, this is a weird conversation to be in.
That is very weird. That would make me not do what they were saying 100%.
Mm-hmm. I was like, and superstition, just I'm done with that one.
Solid. All right, let's get playing.
This doesn't sound good. We got to run over there, Pop, make sure the maple's okay.
Did he say flip?
And I say,
maybe.
Tell me a joke.
Suddenly the other one, who's a female, goes, I want to juggle you.
Tell me a joke.
And then they each throw out a pal, and in front of you is one rock pet and one Skeeter. Do either of you want to help out here, or are you going to leave Maple to it?
Oh no, I'm running in and throwing my seahorn out.
Yeah, I'm throwing my turducken too.
No one's getting flipped over here.
So, how the initiative, if you want to call it that, is going to go, it's going to go down the order of highest agility to lowest. So who has the highest?
I have an 11.
9.
6. Okay. So it's going to go
Turducken,
then Ewook, then Circus Folk Dawn's Skeeter, and then Seahorn, and then Circus Folk Dan's Rock Pet.
So I know, like, off of seeing the Ewook, like, you have fighting ability. Like, that little teddy bear's got, like, can fight better than, like, mine. Because I don't really have attacks. Mine's like a support creature.
I don't know. I didn't read it. It would just, like, trade with me. And I was like, before I get attached, here.
Do you guys want to take a second and, you know, tell each other what you can do?
I think that'd be a great idea.
Okay.
The listeners might appreciate it too, since it's all original content.
Yeah, that is true. All right, so let's do a rundown of what your different pals can do. Why don't you tell us what the Turducken does first?
So it seems like it's mostly like supporting. It's like Birdsong, which boosts one target's accuracy. It's got a Peck, which is pretty weak. Sparkle, which boosts one's target's abilities, all of them. And then Charge, which special attack reduces target's accuracy.
Okay. What's Seahorn do?
So the Seahorn has a Horn Smash attack, which is a normal attack that does 1d6 damage. Ice Cube, which I had used, where it does attack one target for minus one defense, and it's a special attack. And we've got Squirt, the water type attack that does 1d4 damage. And Slip Slop boosts its own agility.
Okay.
I have Spark, an electric attack, 1d4 damage. Natural Camo, boost own defense by one. Dropkick, a normal attack, 1d6 damage. And Pitfall, a special attack, reduce target's attributes.
All right.
Reduces all the attributes? That's pretty good.
Yeah, I have decided, for those who are wondering, picture kind of a gingerbread cookie in your head, but it's like got scales and flipper type feet and this weird stiff abrasion of skin over the back of the head and around the facial area. So it's more of a humanoid lizard type creature with flipper type feet.
I think he was going for hair with the scales.
but it's my imagination, Stefan.
That is true.
This is how I see
it. This is so much worse.
This is your special ebook, whatever you want it to look like. I just
want to be more terrifying than originally thought. It is not cute and cuddly. It is this offensive, like...
It's a snake lizard man.
Right? Like, is this some animal thing, or is it a weird evolution of man that has been captured and enforced to fight? You are the less intelligent humanoid. You must battle for me. By the way, I am an adult.
Nine.
Oh, God. All right, so the turducken's up.
All right, so I'm going to... I'll use bird song, and I'll increase the accuracy for ebook.
That's a boost?
A boost.
Yeah, it says boost one target's accuracy.
Okay, so for a boost, it has slightly different rules. You're going to roll one d10 and try to get under your agility.
Two.
Yeah, you definitely roll under the turducken's 11 agility. So you are able to boost the Ewok's accuracy. So on your next attack, you're going to be able to roll your attack dice twice and take the higher score.
Cool.
And I do believe it is the Ewok's turn.
All right. I am going to fight the not the rock thing.
Okay. The giant skeeter. It's like a mosquito, only huge.
Perfect.
That is the only description I can give, because that is exactly what it is.
I feel that something that would get its attention and do a good amount of damage would be Spark, the electric attack. Like one of those bug zappers. So that's 1d4 damage.
Okay, so roll for your, to see if you hit first.
So that's a d6 plus my strength?
Yep.
That's going to be a 13.
Okay. And you can actually roll twice and take the higher one.
Oh, that's going to be a 17.
Nice. What did you roll anyways?
I just rolled a 6 that time, plus my 11 strength.
Okay, so roll 4 damage.
All right, it's going to be 1d4. 3.
You send a shower of sparks at this skeeter, and you see a well-placed hit. And its wings begin to crisp up, and it recoils. As it's now its turn, it flaps its wings and comes flying right back for your Ewok. Does a 14 beat your strength?
Yes.
Okay.
By 3.
It's going to reduce your highest attribute by 1 as it delivers a nasty disease into your bloodstream.
And so this would stay in effect until healed?
Once you're out of battle, it will revert to normal.
Okay.
And then it is the Seahorn's turn.
Okay, Seahorn, you've seen one of these before. Hit that rock with your squirt attack. That's a special attack. Oh, no, it's just a water attack. So is it a d6 plus my strength?
Yep.
It's a 10.
That definitely hits.
Okay. Does 3 damage.
Okay.
Water damage.
And it's a rock, so it doubles that. And you soak this rock, and you watch its googly eyes go spinning around in circles. In retaliation, it hurls itself psychically. Does a 9 beat your defense?
No.
It hurls itself psychically and completely misses, actually landing between the three of you before it whips itself back into its starting position with its mind, and its eyes go swirling in circles, and it is the turducken's turn once again.
Turkey attack mosquito with peck.
Okay.
That's 11.
And 11 hits, yeah.
And 1
damage. 1 damage. Well, it is also a bug type being attacked by a bird type, so you do double damage, which is 2, which is the exact amount of HP that this skeeter has, and it falls from the sky, its eyes lifeless, and it reverts back into its owner's paltrow.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Way to go, Pops.
Yeah, I forgot that I have a normal electric Pokemon, and I was doing normal against bug damage, so it should have been doubled.
It is on here?
Yeah, no, I just saw it. Oh. I was like, oh, man, I should have read that. In the
My bad, I didn't read it.
No, I think it's... I should have known. I didn't realize the attributes were there. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, so on your rule sheet there at the bottom, it shows you what your strengths and weaknesses are.
I use a chart like this daily playing the other game go on the mobile.
Nice.
Like, constantly I'm looking at what I need to just make it as fast as possible.
Right on.
So, yeah, I very much enjoy a list like that.
It is now the Ewok's turn, and the single opponent is the Rock Bat.
Which is what type?
Psychic and Rock.
Awesome. Okay. I'm going to dropkick it, which is a normal attack. So D6 plus my strength, which is minus 1, so it's at a 10 right now, plus 2 is 12.
Okay, that hits.
All right. So I'm going to roll a D6 for attack. 5, but it's normal against psychic.
So it does double damage. And you watch the rock's googly eyes spin in 3 circles before it sinks to the ground and gets sucked back into circus folk Dan's.
Here's the punchline. I win.
Well, rats, this place sucks. Back to the circus for us. And they go storming off into the woods. Each of you take 7 experience points for your pals.
What? Why did they attack us?
Because they saw Maple and they thought they had a chance. Good job, brothers. We showed them what was up.
Ewok just leveled up to level 2.
Thought they started at level 5.
Mine was at level 5.
Oh, where's the level? Oh, I'm at level 5. I just assumed because there was a 1. That's where we were at, baby. All right, so my bad. Level 5.
Oh, I'm at level 5, yeah. So you have a ways to go.
Yeah, I got further to go. Sorry for the false alarm. I was just so excited.
I was very excited, too.
Where do you find the leveling?
Page 3.
Oh, there's a third... Huh? What the...
That's a grasshopper.
Grasshopper.
What? Is it under your map?
Yes.
Maple, because you landed the last blow, why don't you go ahead and roll a D100?
Do I roll a D10 with it?
Nope.
No.
We'll just keep it round. Nice round numbers.
70.
All right. These 3 throw $210 onto the ground as they run away. Nope. 210. There's 2 of them. $140 onto the ground as they run away. And you guys are able to split that however you wish. If you wish. You don't have to, I guess.
We just leave it there and don't touch it because it's not easily divisible by 3.
Just pick it up and put it in your pack.
It's our birthday.
You're not running away from us, are you? You wouldn't survive out there.
That's what Mom always said about Dad. I can't believe you'd say that about me. You know that I don't drink milk. I'll never leave for the milk.
George, you want to take the money?
Sure.
George can carry the money. George seems like...
I'll take everybody's money if you want.
No, I'm keeping the $50 Mom gave me. I'm going to go buy something fun.
I thought it was $100.
I thought she gave us 50.
50 each.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then we just picked up 140.
Cool.
And you'll get 100 when you sell the donuts. She'll let you keep 100. Not the donuts. When you sell the cookies. Yeah. She was going to let you keep 100.
Well, if anyone knows from the last cookie selling podcast I was in, I wasn't so good at the selling cookies part.
That is true. And with that, you guys are going to move out of Area 3 and into Area 4, where you once again have a free turn to look for items or look for pals.
That's right. I haven't caught one yet. I'm going to keep searching. I am determined that I need to find another one.
Okay. Roll me a D20.
8.
So my question is if, like, can we... You think we can get 2 of them to come out if we both look for one at the same time?
Maybe. Let's try. We're both going to
fight each other.
Got an 8.
I got a nat 20.
Okay. George, you're kicking around over near Maple, and neither of you seem to find the grass with the pals in it. However, Poplar, you are able to stir up another one. Why don't you roll me a D8 so we can find out which one it is?
That's a 10. Damn it. Which one's the 8? That's a 7.
So you're kicking around and you stub your toe into a very large rock pad, and it spins and its googly eyes roll in circles as it looks up to you, and its mouth just curves into a large smile.
Guys, I found another one of the rocks.
Oh, man.
Pet rock.
Get this one. You can do it this time.
Catch it. Keep it.
Capture it.
Capture it.
Like our last name.
All right.
Be true to yourself.
I got 11 for agility. I'm assuming I'm going for
Yeah, you definitely rocks. You definitely go first. The rock pet's got an agility of 3.
All right. Turducken peck attack. That's a fucking 8.
An 8 does hit, yep.
Amazing. 1.
Okay. It's not super effective. It's not very effective against the rock. You just kind of peck your beak against it.
Bird pecking a rock.
Exactly. And the rock, maybe this time it'll hit, hurls itself at your turducken psychically. Does a 12 hit?
Oh, yeah.
This rock slams into your hand turkey's face, doing 3 damage.
Turkey, no.
Should have caught it like a catcher's mitt.
Oh, that would have been awesome. Just turn sideways.
Maybe once you level it up some more.
Guys, I don't really fight rocks very well, but Maple, George, anybody?
Yeah. Ewok is definitely going to go over there and give it an attack there.
Okay, so Ewok's going to join in and go second because your agility is second highest. So Turducken goes first.
10 for a peck.
That hits.
4 for damage.
All right, and it is the Ewok's turn. The rock pet is looking like it's lost about half its luster here in a fight.
Does anyone have a rock pet?
No. I got a grasshopper.
So I do not know statistics. I haven't been listening to Count the Math either.
It's okay. There's actually no way of knowing. So,
all right.
There's no health bar in real life.
I'm going to attack it with Spark. 13.
Yeah, that hits.
2.
Okay.
The electric attack on the rock.
You shower the rock with these sparks, and it does some damage, but it's definitely not the more effective element against it. The rock shimmies, or the rock pet shimmies in the ground and closes its googly eyes for about 6 seconds, and suddenly it looks a little brighter and its smile a little wider when it opens them back up.
I'm going to jump into battle too.
Okay. Let's have you go now.
Okay.
And then you'll be third in the order on a new turn.
I'm telling you guys, with these rocks, you got to hit them with the water attacks. Seahorn, show them how it's done with a squirt. That's a 13.
Yeah, that hits.
And a 1.
Okay, so that does 2.
We're getting there.
All right, it looks just about like it did before it closed its eyes. And it's the turducken's turn again.
I thought, Maple, you wanted a new pet, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm trying to catch this one. That's why
I'll see if I can catch it for you.
I could have had Ewok do his special, which would have probably broke it into powder or something. So
I'll try to catch it for you.
That's a D20.
Yeah. Throw a ball, right?
Is that what it says?
It says roll a d20 versus pal's.
Oh shit, I was using a d10.
HP. Am I supposed to use a d10?
I don't know. I guess I don't have one in front of me. Does it say a d10 or d20?
It says d20 on mine.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah, it's 1d20 versus pal's strength and health points.
Right on. I thought it was a D10. I apologize. I've lied about the rules now the entire time.
I'll roll a D10. I don't care.
No, we'll go with a D20. I owe you some pals, probably.
That's all right.
From that. So go ahead and roll a D20.
17.
I only threw one pal trap, so.
Right on.
Maybe we both just found a pal trap.
You know what? That sounds fair. After this, so you throw your pal trap. Is this your second one?
Yeah, this is my last one.
Okay, it hits and it hovers above the rock pet for a second, and you see it become a beam of light, and it goes inside. The pal trap hits the ground, shakes 3 times, and then ceases. Awesome. And the rock pet is yours. Everybody can gain 4 XP.
Maple, you want this beat up rock?
Yes, please.
Here you go, buddy. Give me your 50 bucks.
No. I'll give you this normal rock I just found on the ground.
Just take the rock.
It currently has an HP of 2. And as you guys are kicking around over here, you do find, each of you, another Paltrap, except for Poplar does not find a Paltrap.
Yeah.
For the table where it says XP needed, so from level 2 to 3, do you need to get an additional 15 experience, or just when your total experience hits 15?
It resets, so every level...
it resets.
Yep.
Perfect.
That's what you have to hit. So I think it's 40 for a level 5 to level 6.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to feed my grasshopper one of the sports drinks that says pound me.
Your grasshopper is completely
unconscious. Oh, it's unconscious. It won't even take it.
It won't.
It'd be just like shoving a cannon in its mouth.
I would like to give a sports drink to Rock Pet.
Okay. And what does the sports drink do?
Recover 10 HP for one pal. The HP is 12, but it's currently 2, so I'm going to put it back up to 12.
Nice.
Huzzah.
Hmm. And with that, this area of the map seems to be exhausted, and you move forward into Area 5.
All right, let's see if there's any pals in this area. Is that a D10?
It's a D20.
This one's been rolling really good for me. Don't touch it.
Well, I rolled a 2.
Shucks.
All right, I am going to kick the weeds, look for a pal.
Okay. Let's see a D20.
3.
Curse on these dice.
I'm going to look for an item.
Okay. And are you looking for a pal or an item?
Item.
An item. Cool. Give me another D20 roll.
A 7.
You do find a bottle on the ground that says pal attractant on it. You open the top and it's very sweet smelling. On the back, it says, this is lure and will attract more pals.
Okay.
As you guys are walking around this area, suddenly you hear a person whistling as they come up the trail from the other direction. And it's a woman. She's dressed in a awkward white nurse's outfit, and she carries a large bag. She goes strolling through the middle of this area, and she... Good morning, boys! How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Technically, we're men now.
Most excellent. I'm Nurse Happy.
Hello, Nurse Happy. My name is Maple.
Nice to meet you, Maple.
These are my triplet brothers, and it's our birthday today.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And what are you doing way out here?
Well, we're just visiting everyone so they can give us gifts for our birthday.
Interesting. You must come from Wingdale.
We do come from Wingdale. How'd you know?
It seems to be the only place that's this direction.
It's a good guess.
Yes.
It is behind us.
It is. That's where I'm headed. Only for a short bit to go see the doctor.
Oh. You know Dr. Woodtree?
I do.
How do you know Dr. Woodtree?
We worked together on several projects.
Oh.
Well, he gave us these pals this morning as his present to us.
That's excellent. I hope you take good care of them.
Would you mind looking at mine? He looks a little tired.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. Let me see. Oh, yes, he looks a little beat up here. You'll have to take him to the PAL Center.
The PAL Center?
Yeah.
Oh, I just assumed because you were in the attire of a nurse that you would be able to help.
I don't have the right equipment here, but I do have some stuff that you could buy that may help.
Oh, okay. What do you have?
Here, look in my satchel. And she opens up her satchel, and she has about 8 items. She has some sports drinks in there, a few rice balls wrapped up in plastic wrap. She has a few loose pal traps in there, a laser pointer, just like the bottle that Poplar just picked up, a half-filled needle, some rotten-looking food, and an inhaler. All of this is very helpful.
Well, I think that some of that would be a great birthday present for us.
Yeah, thank you. And I reach for the bag.
Oh, you can't have them all. That's for sure.
Oh.
I'm so confused.
Why were you...
Is she a real nurse?
These aren't your presents for us?
They're not presents.
This is the second person today who didn't have presents for us. The first person tried to attack us. Are you going to attack us too?
I can assure you that I'm not here to attack you. I'm here to sell you stuff, maybe.
How much is it for a sports drink?
$20.
How much is it with my birthday discount?
I'll tell you what, because it's your birthday, I'll give you all the chance to pick one thing out of my bag for free.
Okay. This one.
Okay, roll a d20 for me.
is it like a grab bag situation here, or like I can actually look at what I'm gonna grab?
A 5.
Okay.
An 18.
A 12.
Okay, because two of you were successful out of the three, you can each get one item out of her bag.
I'm taking the inhaler.
This is going to increase your pal's agility score by 5 for one battle.
Oh, I didn't know what it actually did. I figured person walking through the woods with an inhaler, I'm taking her inhaler.
Good thing it's not for me. She also has a laser pointer, which will either let you improve your pal's accuracy on its next attack or decrease an opponent's accuracy on its next attack. She has half-used steroids, which will increase your pal's strength by 5 for one battle. She has a bottle of lure, which we already know what that does. The rancid food reduces a non-owned pal's strength by 3. And then she also has some pal traps and some sports drinks.
I'll take a sports drink, please.
Here you go.
And I'll take the lure.
It seems like you need it. All right, well, the rest will cost you. Do you boys want anything else before I go?
How much for a pal trap?
$20.
All right, I'll take one. I'm out anyway.
I would also like a pal trap, please.
Why you got it. Take those out of the 140 that we got from that other person.
Oh, okay. Take it out of the 140. Oh, I don't get to do math, too.
You want one, too?
Yeah.
So we'll just take $60 out of that 140 we got from the clowns?
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Perfect.
Here you go.
Those are tech.
Miss Happy.
Anything else I can do for you boys before I go?
Say hello to the old man for us.
Okay. Do you mean the doctor?
Yeah, Dr. Oldman.
I don't know if he was a doctor.
I don't think he was a doc. Did he do doctor things to you?
The wizard?
Say hi to everybody, especially our mom who kicked us out this morning because we're 9.
Oh, yeah, time to strike out on your own. Totally acceptable and normal.
Perfect.
I'll stop by and say hi, and I'll eat one of her cookies.
Oh, but not one of these ones. We gotta go sell these ones.
Ooh. You guard those carefully. The road gets more dangerous up ahead.
What do you mean it gets more dangerous?
There's lots of people up there.
Bad people?
Well, they tried to fight me, but I said, I'm Nurse Happy.
Okay.
And that's where that conversation ended.
Okay.
They know not to fight me.
Alright.
Alright, that's good information to know.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting us know.
All right, boys, you have a grand old day.
Okay, bye. Happy birthday.
Oh, yes, happy birthday, boys.
Thanks.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Hope you live to see your next one. Bye.
Weird way to end a conversation.
Yeah.
I can tell that she works with that other guy.
It's nice she let us know what the password is up ahead so we can get through, though.
I agree with that.
I don't think she was a nurse. I'm just going to keep walking away.
But it's not Halloween for another few months.
Yeah, exactly.
So she'd have to be a real nurse.
Look at what she had in her bag.
Some rotten food.
Bad food, drugs, balls, drinks, nurse's outfit before Halloween. Going to see a doctor in our town that we'd never really leave.
I don't know. I've never really seen a nurse before. Just Dr. Woodtree.
He was a doctor and a nurse.
And a scholar.
And a gentleman, says Mother.
She does refer to him as the gentleman. Every time he calls.
The three of you and Nurse Happy leave this section going different directions. And you make your way to Area 6. We're going to take a quick break to listen to an ad for another show on the Wolfbeard Games Podcast Network that you are sure to love.
Hey there, how's it going? My name's Carl, and this is my drive-in movie theater. I've been running this place for like 10 years now. And I really wish I had my A-Team crew here tonight. I don't. They're recording a new episode of their podcast, Paramnesia Theater. I can't be mad, though. It's a good show, and those kids deserve to have fun. They work hard. Not like my one guy, Josh. I gotta keep that kid on the ticket window, or he'll eat all of the popcorn. And he thinks I don't know, but I do know. I do know, Josh! He leaves marks everywhere. I could track him down with minimal effort. It's why I started putting more butter in the popcorn in the first place. Anyway, you make sure to go listen to Paramnesia Theater, a podcast all about seeing if the movies you remember being your favorite still hold up. You can find Paramnesia Theater available wherever you can get podcasts. I'm Carl, this is my drive-in movie theater, and remember that every spot is the best on the lot.
When you enter Area 6, you notice that there is a large lake that has a small beach right off the side of this clearing with some tall grass. And in the water, you can see two people swimming. One male, one female.
Ooh, la, la. Should we go peek at them? I'm a 9-year-old adult. This seems like a reasonable question.
Are they swimming like a couple, or are they just swimming around?
They're pretty close. They're definitely together. Like they,
like hot tub couple, like hot tub together, or like
maybe this is what they mean together. By private beach. Maybe we're not supposed to be here.
Maybe they're just looking for some pals in the water.
Oh, water pals.
They don't want to be, you know, too far from each other and get cornered by the pals.
George has a water pal.
We should go look for more water pals.
Yo, send your water pal to bite them.
It can't bite, but it can smash.
I heard it.
With that horn?
With the horn.
Yeah, let's go check out the beach. You want to go to the beach? You look like you want to go to the beach.
I want to see if we can catch a, if I can catch a water pal.
Okay, so you head to the beach?
Oh, yeah.
All right. As you get to the edge of the water, these two spin around, and you notice that they're not wearing any clothes. And the girl yells out, "You creep! I'm going to kick your ass!" And she storms out of the water and grabs a towel and picks up a pal trap from her pocketbook.
I don't fit in there.
You don't. And she throws it at the ground, and out of it comes a leaflet. As you can remember from Mr. Old Man, it is a bundle of leaves that whirls itself into a tornado, and in front of you is this swirling plant-type pal.
Wait, if they're both naked, there's going to be a naked man coming out of that water.
Go Ewok!
Okay. The leaflet has an agility of 3.
9.
Okay, so the Ewok is going to go first.
All right, so I want to use... We're on the beach, we're not in the water.
Correct.
All right, I am going to use natural camo to boost my own defense by 1.
Okay, so you're going to roll a d10 and try to come under your agility score.
3.
All right, so go ahead and give yourself boost that by 1.
How long is that for?
The remainder of the fight, unless it gets altered.
Sweet.
The leaflet begins to bluster itself up and turns into a large cloud of leaves, and it uses some wind to hurl itself at your Ewok. Does a 5 beat your strength score?
No, strength of 11.
Okay. It fails its bluster attack, and it regroups into its spiraling.
Ewok is going to use spark against the leaf.
Okay.
It's an electric attack. I'll roll my d6 first. D6 plus strength. 14.
Yeah, that definitely hits.
I rolled a 3, so I'm going to roll a d4 and 2 damage.
All right. Solid. This time, this thing shoots several leaves out at you. Does a 9 beat your defense?
Yes.
Okay. Its deconstructed paper cut attack hits you for 4 damage.
I'd like to use an item for my turn.
Okay.
I'd like to use the sports drink to add 10 HP to Ewok, bringing him from 4 up to 14.
All right.
George, you think I should help him?
You should get in there and help him, yeah. Okay. See if your turducken can pump up the Ewok.
Are you joining the fight?
Yeah, I'll join in.
Okay. You're going to go at the top of the order. So, does a 10... hit?
10 again. Ewok? Defense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
7.
It shoots several more of these deconstructed paper cut razor leaves out at you, and it does another 2 damage. And then it would be the turducken's turn.
I'm going to have the turducken do a peck attack against it and try to eat some of the leaves for him. 14.
14 hits?
4.
Okay. And because you are a bird attacking a plant, it does double damage. And as you send your hand turkey turducken in to peck this pile of leaves, It does so, and the leaves fall to the ground before being absorbed back into Skinny Dipper Tammy's pal trout.
Nice.
That wasn't very nice. And her brother storms out of the water. You know, we've been through an awful lot this year, and we didn't need this. And he goes over and gets his towel and picks up a pal trap and throws it out. And from it emerges a small frog.
It's my birthday, and this is the worst present ever.
It's also my birthday. And I agree, this is a terrible present. And I throw my pal trap out and unleash my sea horn.
Okay, so all three of you are throwing out your pals now.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Anybody else kind of concerned that their family members swimming together?
They didn't have bathing suits and made do.
Oh.
Hmm.
We're not going skinny dipping after this, right?
It says on that sign over there, you have to remove your clothes so that the undertow doesn't drown you.
Okay, but we're not going skinny dipping after this.
I wasn't planning on going in the water, just next to it.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll poke the water with a stick. Or have Ewok go splash around in the shallow end to stir up some pals. But I don't think we actually need to do what that sign says. Or we could just disobey the sign and then find out for ourselves if there's actually an undertow. Maybe there's not. Maybe they just looks around, looks for binoculars. Maybe it's not a real sign. I wonder if Mr. Oldman comes this far up north.
He probably does.
Could be another kind of trap.
I have a feeling it is.
Okay. The frog's agility is 3, so I'm assuming it goes turducken, Ewok, seahorn, bog frog.
Yeah, I've got 6 agility.
Okay. Yeah. There in front of you is a white and black speckled frog, and it takes a deep breath in and puffs itself up to twice its size. However, the turducken is going to get the first move.
I'm going to have the turducken do its special, which is charge reduce target's accuracy.
Okay.
And it's going to obviously target the frog, so it's going to charge the frog. I don't know what I roll.
Okay, so you roll agility plus 1d6 and try to beat its strength score.
That's a 14.
Okay, that definitely hits. And so what does that decrease?
Reduces target's accuracy.
Okay, awesome. Ewok.
All right, I am going to use spark and electric attack. So I'll roll a d6, which I got a 6 plus my 11 is a 17.
All right. So when you roll max damage, has anyone else rolled max damage yet?
I don't think so.
Not max damage. Max damage, yeah, but not max like roll.
Okay. Like going forward on a crit on max damage, your dice is going to explode. So you're actually going to roll it again and add that to your attack. So right now you're already doing 12 because it's electric move against a water type. Go ahead and roll that d6 again.
Oh, the d6 was just the...
To hit.
To hit, yeah.
Right, my bad. What did you roll to hit?
Oh, 4. So that will still apply because that was a d4 I just rolled. So I did crit.
Okay, awesome. So you do 8 damage. Go ahead and roll that d4 again.
2.
All right. So you do a total of 10 damage. And it's super effective against this bog frog. And those sparks light up its tiny little frog body. And it quickly collapses and reverts back into Skinny Dipper Tommy's pal trap. And each of you take 3 XP.
All right.
Don't you folks know you should always keep your clothes on in the water? There's wild pals out here.
Well, we didn't think about that. We were just having a nice time, enjoying a swim after a hard year.
Speaking of wild pals, here's a towel.
Well, thank you. I needed this. This one was way too small.
It was so small I didn't even see it.
Anyways, for your birthday...
The towel.
Thank you for clarifying. I was ashamed there for a moment and embarrassed.
I just didn't see your towel.
Well, here's a birthday present.
Or a reason to wear one.
Boosh. Oh, God. You guys are kind of mean.
Because you're really handsome. I don't do that. I take it back. I'm a 9-year-old adult now. You can't look at me like that, even though I am an adult. I'm a 9-year-old adult. And we all know the rules on 9-year-old adults.
Well, is a 9-year-old too old to use this kid's fishing pole?
Did I say 9-year-old adult? I meant adult. Yes, I can use that fishing pole.
Okay. Well, here you go. Ba-da-ba-da-ba. Happy birthday, kids. Sorry you had to beat us up. That was really mean of you.
Well, she did attack us first. We were just coming over here to look for more pals.
You were being creepy.
No, you were being creepy. We weren't the ones out in public in, you know, without the clothes on.
You could have just stayed in the water. You didn't have to come out.
It's true.
Exposure is 9/10 of the law.
And you would know that because you're 9.
Yes.
And they both have a 9. Anyways, we're out of here.
And that's also why the 9/10 law is what applies to today. But next year, when I'm a 10-year-old adult, we know what that means. Do we get any money from them?
You got a fishing pole.
I don't know if they're going to drop money when they leave for you guys.
As they had very little clothes, it seems the fishing pole was the only thing they had with them.
Wait, where did this fishing pole come from?
It was sitting here on the beach.
Oh.
With their towels.
Oh, next to the purse. Right.
Right.
Precisely.
Yeah.
But now, you guys can explore this area if you'd like.
I'm going to go send Ewok to splash around in the shallow end and see if I can stir up some fish pals.
Okay. Give me a d20.
18.
The Ewok goes in stomping around, stirring up all these different pals that may be in there. And do you use the kid's fishing pole as well?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You cast it in there and give me a d8 to see what you catch.
I'm using my pal there is doing what we call driving the fish toward where my fishing lure is.
Mm.
I got a 1.
You feel a tugging at the end of your pole.
Go on.
And it's a feeling you've never felt before.
Continue.
It's an almost electric feeling. It lights your hands up, and it feels amazing for a moment before a shock goes through. And as you yank on it, out comes a buzz eel. And this is an electric and water type eel. And as it lays on the beach, fighting your fishing hook out of its mouth, it angrily spits it out and it gnashes its monstrative jaws together and stares down your Ewok, preparing to fight.
I was certain it was going to swallow. All right. Water. Electric. So they're both electric, so that's interesting.
I can't believe they were swimming around naked with things like that in the water.
But I was trying to help them, and they were mad at us. We just walked into the path.
Is this one of those things where you catch a goldfish and it sits there going, goldfish, 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 and you just go, I'm going to leave and walk away?
No, it has actual moves, so.
Okay. All right, I'll do a pitfall, a special attack that reduces the target's attributes. Yeah, that's super rad.
Okay, so a special attack that's going to add your agility plus 1d6.
4 plus my agility of 9, 13.
Yeah, that definitely succeeds in reducing its attributes by 1.
Awesome.
The buzz eel's body begins to light up from the tail to the head, and it starts slow, but then begins to rapidly increase in speed, and it's throwing off little sparks and lights everywhere, and it is trying to do a light show, which is a special attack to reduce your agility by 1. Does a 5 beat your strength?
No, I have an 11.
Your Ewok is unaffected.
All right. I'm going to go for a normal attack. My dropkick move. So attack is a d6, one of which I rolled a 5, plus my strength of 11 is a 16.
Yeah, that hits the buzz eel's defense.
All right, so we'll roll a d6 for damage. I got a 3. Right. Can I throw my...
On your turn, you can? Yeah. Sure. The eel lights up and shoots a small lightning bolt at your Ewok. Does a 4 hit your defense?
No.
Unaffected, the lightning kind of lands around your Ewok, not hitting it at all.
My Ewok is electric, so it's definitely not, wouldn't be affected very much. I'm going to throw a pal trap.
Okay. Give me a d20 roll.
9.
You throw the trap and it shakes 3 times once it consumes the buzz eel before it stops. And you now have a buzz eel. You can gain 1 XP.
Awesome.
So how many do you have now?
This would be my 3rd, so I can't carry any more. Does anyone want a buzz eel? Probably going to return it. Kind of do one of those release and capture things.
What?
Capture and release?
Why would you capture it then? If you didn't want it.
I'll take it. Can go with my other water pal. We can be friends.
Fish friends.
Here, I'll even trade you.
Oh, you didn't have to do that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, one pal trap for one buzzeel. Does everybody now have two? Or Stefan, do you have three?
I have two.
Okay. And George and Poplar, you each have a turn.
All right.
I'm going to play around on the beach looking for, like, things in the sand.
Sand crabs.
Are you looking for pals or items?
I'm looking for a pal. That's a 17.
Will you roll me 1d8?
6.
While you're looking down, searching for crabs, you feel the wind blow up the back of your hair, and you recognize the feeling. And as you look up, you see another menacing peccate with its swirling eyes and its red spotted beak staring at you menacingly.
I'm gonna throw out the turducken to grab the peccate. I want to catch the peccate too.
All right. The peccate has an agility of 8, so I think your turducken's going to go first.
Yeah, 11. Peck attack, 5 and 7, that's 13.
Yep, a 13 is a successful hit on this peccate. That's 1d4 damage.
2.
You successfully peck this peccate, and it lets out a menacing squawk. Does an 11 beat your strength?
Yes.
Okay, you're going to reduce your defense by 1. And it seems the turducken is a little shook by this life-draining woodpecker's squawk.
I'm going to have an attack again. 10.
Okay, 10 hits.
And 3.
You land another good peck, and the peccate goes falling out of the sky, hitting the ground for a moment before regaining its stature and pulling itself back up. And it flies directly at the turducken. Does a 10 beat your defense?
Yes.
Okay. It shoves its beak into your turducken and begins to suck some of its blood.
I will never get used to seeing that. Why does that keep happening?
It's a blood-sucking woodpecker.
I want to...
That must mean it's getting weak and it needs to replenish itself.
I want to throw Rock Pet over there.
Okay, you throw Rock Pet into the fray?
I would like to do that, yeah.
And what's Rock Pet's agility?
3.
Okay, Rock Pet can go now, because that's the lowest, and then we'll go back to the top of the order.
Fantastic.
Quick question. How much damage did it...
Peccate does 2 damage to your turducken.
Yeah. Thank you.
So what is Rock Pet going to do?
Attack. So it's going to do Rock Toss. Rolled a 5, plus my strength is a 15.
Okay. Yep, that hits.
Yeah, all day. And then a d4. A 4.
Okay, so that explodes, so you can roll a d4 again.
A 4.
Damn, I don't know what to do in that case, but it's already dead. Or unconscious. Whoops. And your Rock Pet hurls itself psychically over at the peccate, knocking it out cold as it goes careening into the bird's skull. And the peccate falls onto the beach, a little less bright than it was before, and it is unconscious.
I'm pretty sure we could just carefully squeeze it into the box, and then I'll use Rock Pet to just bang it closed around the bird.
I think we tried that before, and it didn't go great.
It seemed like I was really close to getting it.
I think that, you know, we probably shouldn't try that again. But hey, it was pretty cool to finally see that Rock Pet hit something. I've seen it fly around a bunch, but that was the first time I've actually seen it do something. I'm glad that it missed the first couple times.
I think it just needed some support.
That could be it. Ones in the wild are used to just, you know, being in the bottom. That would be support, I guess, if they're in the bottom.
The other kind of support.
Being used to just being, you know, kicked around in the dirt.
All right, George.
All right, I'm also going to look around for pal.
Are you using the fishing rod, or are you just playing around on the land, too?
Can I send one of my pals into the water to look around?
I mean, I'll say you all, like, have a combined fishing pole, so, you know, yes.
It's a 10.
All right, a 10 is a success. So, with your one pal, which one of you got in the water?
Is the Buzz Eel really injured right now?
Buzz Eel had 2 HP when it left.
So the Seahorn is in the water then.
Using the same similar tactic as Maple did with his Ewok, you have your line cast in there, and the Seahorn drives something to the end of your line, and it begins to shake. And as you pull it out of the water, roll me a d8.
It's a 1.
He fucking pulls out the goddamn Loch Ness Monster.
It's your dad.
It's your dad's body. Reanimated.
I guess he really was getting dinner.
He said he was going to get cigarettes.
He said he was going to get milk.
He said he was going.
Yeah.
You yank a bog frog out of the water, and it plops onto the beach in front of you, letting out a ribbit and spitting out your hook. It takes a deep breath in, and it is now twice its original size.
Oh my god, Seahorn, there's some weird frog thing. It's got all poofed up and full of air. Use your horn smash and pop it like a balloon. That's a 13.
13 beats his defense, yep.
And a 4 for damage.
Okay. You hit it, and it exhales, and it goes back to its original unpuffed up form, and its eyes look pretty droopy. It looks pretty messed up. It musters all the strength it has and begins hopping around rapidly. Does a 5 beat your strength score?
No.
Okay. It fails its rapid hops move to decrease your accuracy, and it is once again your turn.
All right, I'm going to throw one of these pal traps at it.
Okay, let's see it. D20.
It's a 14.
All right. The pal trap hovers over top of the bog frog for just a moment before it turns the bog frog into white. It shakes 3 times and settles to the ground. And the bog frog is now yours.
Boss frog.
I got. You're going to gain 2 XP.
Water squad over here.
Did we get anything from the XP from the sapsucker thing?
Peck yes. Sorry, the Peckit would have given 4 XP. Yeah.
I think I may have been tracking level ups incorrectly.
Okay.
Is it a giant pile of tallies or which pal you are fighting with?
So it should be which pal you are fighting with gets the XP.
So your rock got 4.
I guess that's the first time I followed my rock. Cool. So I'll just add all the rest onto the other dude. Perfect.
How much do you guys have now, anyways?
I'm at 20.
As a total, 22.
Okay.
18. Just for Seahorn.
Solid.
My turducken's half cooked for next level.
What's its HP at?
7.
Okay.
It's pretty beat up.
Getting down.
Probably gonna make it drink one of those power drinks.
Yeah, you guys can do items outside of battle. You don't have to do them.
I've gotten pretty lucky. All of the pals have failed to hit my super agile Seahorn.
That's awesome.
Your Seahorn's not that agile.
I know.
Yeah, I think it has the worst starting agility out of the 3, doesn't it?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it does.
So are you becoming a water specialist over there?
It does appear that way, yes.
So it's about halfway through the day, and you young men have battled bravely through the day, and you decide to leave Area 6 and head into Area 7, which along the way you get to follow the lake and the sun beams off it, bringing some pretty good feelings. However, when you get into Area 7, it gets a bit darker and it's deeper into the woods, and the lake has faded away behind you. What do you want to do?
Becoming nighttime? Or is it
no, just it's dark like woods? It's just dark woods.
Ah, dark woods.
I'm going to look for some items.
Okay.
I got a 1.
You don't find shit.
No items here.
I'll look for a pal. 14.
You find one on 14. You have been rolling good. Okay, roll me a d8.
That's why I told Connor not to touch my dice. I rolled a 5. Is that a fire-breathing squirrel?
Yeah.
I want it.
Okay. As you're kicking around in the tall grass and the woods here, you see that there are several piles of leaves that have been singed and little footprints that have been burned into the ground. And in front of you spins around a very evil looking squirrel. And as it lets out a breath, you see flames emit from its nostrils and its mouth.
I'm telling my turducken to go peck it. I have 11 for agility.
Okay, the turducken goes first.
6 for a pack attack.
To hit?
Oh, wait, that would be a 13?
Any of those hit.
That's a 1.
The peck is not very effective on this furl, and
it lets out another burst of flames out of its nostrils, and then it springs forward to attack. Does a 10 beat your defense?
Yes.
It rapidly slashes away at you with its claws and deals 7 damage.
Damn. Good thing I gave him that drink.
And it hops back into its original position and singes a few more leaves in front of you.
I'm going to attack it again with another peck. That's a 7 and 5, so 12. 3.
Okay. It spits out a fireball at the turducken. Does a 13 hit?
Yeah.
Okay. So it does 1 damage to your turducken.
I'm going to try to catch it.
Okay. How many pal traps do you have?
Just 1.
Just 1. Okay. Well, that's a 12.
It's a 12.
You're going to gain 3 experience as your last pal trap hovers over top of this furl, converts it into light, and the pal trap shakes 3 times before settling to the ground, and you got yourself a furl.
Furl.
And Maple, I believe you are the last one to go.
I thought it was feral squirrel. I'm going to stomp around, kick some grass, look for a pal.
All right. Let's see it.
11.
Yeah, you were able to stir something up. Let's find out what it is.
An 8.
Oh, shit. Good roll.
Thanks.
As you're stomping around, you see a very strange log, and you kick it, and suddenly it shakes before it begins to roll, and it rolls right at your feet, and you're able to jump over it, and then it kind of presents itself as a standing log, and it's covered in vines, and in front of you, you see a very intimidating pal, probably the largest that you have seen yet today.
Wow.
Yes.
Can I know what type it is?
It is a plant type.
Straight plant type?
Straight plant.
Okay. I'm obviously going to attack with my Ewok. Guys, there's a big one over here I think maybe we should try to capture. Let's go with just a straight normal attack.
Okay.
Rolled a 6 plus my 11 strength is a 17.
Okay, that hits.
Then I will roll a d6 for damage, and I got a 3.
Okay. Largely, this loglet looks unaffected. It absorbs the blow pretty easily. And then the vines that are wrapped around it begin to unravel, and you see several mushrooms protrude out of part of its bark, and it launches them at you. Does an 18 hit?
Yeah, against whatever of them.
Okay. It does 7 damage.
Oh, wow.
And reduces your strength by 1 as these mushrooms make a direct hit, spraying spores all over your Ewok.
We gotta help Mabel.
Yeah, that's a pretty big pal over there that he's fighting against.
This is a level 10.
A level 10.
Yes.
Right in my wheelhouse. It is not.
All right, and that's where we're going to end the session for today. So, until next time, we'll
see you next Tuesday.
Network. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode, and if you have, please subscribe and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. To stay up to date on any news about the podcast, follow us on Instagram at Tales from the Crypt Podcast. Check out our YouTube channel with the same name, and most importantly, tell a friend.
Pal cube trap. Yeah,
pal okay. Cube.
I was about to say a perv cube, and I was like, oof. That was not the one.
I don't want your fleshlight. If it's not a crab, I'm leaving it alone. I'm kicking it.
It's probably one of those people crabs.
What the fuck's a people crab?
And they look like people, but they taste like crabs.
I think you should rechange its name to the suck it.
That's a vacuum in the Office universe.